I mean, each year is different. You know, different guys, different people coming in. To me, I'm not really concerned about it. You know, I'm here to show who I am and who I am as a person. You know, and if a team likes me, they're going to draft me. I think I just have to confirm things, confirm that I'm able to throw the ball, able to run around, you know, and so I'm out here to do interviews, I'm out here to run and kind of showcase my talents. I've been working with George Whitfield. You know, he's helped me with a lot of different things. I think the thing for me is about my setup, holding the ball a little bit higher and taking some of the extra things in my motion, just kind of scratching it out of my game. I mean, he's the best, you know, and the last, how was it, 2 years, he's had the overall number one draft pick, you know, and so you can't argue his success. I think teams might have it, you know, I'm not for sure. Whenever I get drafted, I'll let you know about that one. Yeah, very pleased with the way my career went. Don't have any regrets. You know, enjoyed my time at Oklahoma. Enjoyed all my coaches and my teammates. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a wide open year. There's a lot of guys with a lot of talent, you know, and I think it's the further we get into this process, I think there's going to be a guy that's going to be coming up, and there's going to be somebody that puts himself ahead, you know, and I think it's the guy who's going to work the hardest and the guy who wants it more. I mean, for me, is handling what I can control. You know, I can't control what Gino or Mike or any of those other guys do. I can just control what I do. So I'm going to work as hard as I can and do my best. It was great. One of the best things that's ever happened to me, for sure. Nah, not really. I mean, you should get to come home to your wife at the end of the day. That's just a little different. All good things. You know, had a good week of practice. Didn't have any issues with taking a snap under center or calling plays on a huddle. You know, that was a big thing for me going into that, playing mostly in the gun and no huddle. So it was a good experience, and glad I went. No, yeah, we practiced one day with the headphones in, but during the game we just did the wristband.
Some of the things quarterbacks are looking at last year, how much do you think that changed the game for not only you, but the guys on that team?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it changes it a whole lot. You know, you still have to come in and compete. Guys aren't just going to give you their jobs, you know, and every NFL team has a starting quarterback right now, you know, and so you're going to have to come in and take somebody's job. That's just the way it is right now.
How much is Boss talking to you about this whole process? What's my stuff to
do? Some, not much. You know, he's pretty busy with recruiting, and he's got another team to come up, you know, and so I haven't talked to him as much. Very knowledgeable. I mean, he's coached a lot of guys as coming to the draft. So, I mean, he just told me to be myself, be who I am, and don't try to be anything different. Just don't show my talents and be who you are. I haven't really talked to much about him about the whole process. You know, it's been kind of busy trying to get myself ready to go. Some of it's a little overwhelming, you know. You get to meet guys that you see on TV all the time, you know, and so it's a great opportunity. It's really cool to be here, and I just want to take advantage of my time here, take advantage of each interview that I get with teams. I spent a little time with Coach Reed, great guy, obviously knows a lot more about football than I do, and so we chatted a little bit, and you know, he's an awesome coach, and it would be an honor to play for him if he wants to pick me. All solid players, all really talented guys. I mean, Tavon probably had one of the best games in college football that year, had 600 something yards of total offense against us. So, explosive kid, explosive player. I mean, I think I showed the things that I wanted to improve on, shortened my motion and moved around the pocket a lot better than I had been. Speed of the game. You know, everybody in the pro level has either been an All-American or should have been an All-American. You know, and so just the speed of the game, how fast people are and the way it moves.
How best can you prepare for that?
Get thrown into practice whenever you get into a camp. I don't know. I think each rookie has a hard time dealing with that at first. But same deal as high school it is going to college. You know, you get used to the speed of the game, and then it just starts becoming second nature. It's just an honor. You know, you get to play behind guys like Sam. You get to play behind, like, Jason and all those guys, you know. And so it's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to be a part of that tradition. Yeah, I did. I thought about it quite a bit entering into the draft, but at the end of the day, you know, I prayed about it and I felt like that God wanted me to come back to be at Oklahoma. Yeah, I mean, we ran some of the spread. We ran a lot of no huddle, and I think the NFL, you see more of that, and you see more teams going to it. So I do think this class and this period of quarterback is coming out at the right time. You know, and some of the things that people are doing in college are now you've seen in the NFL. So it's an exciting time for football. You know, I think sometimes you get misconceived about playing in the spread, you know, about playing under, have a question about you being able to handle under center, being able to handle play calls and things like that. So I think just for me to relay the message that I know our offense, I know the Oklahoma offense in and out, and I won't have a problem of learning an NFL offense. I don't know. You know, I've tried to stay away from trying to fit in and doing all that sort of thing. I'm just trying to be the best player that I can be. You know, whether that's the first quarterback taken or if that's the last quarterback taken, I'm just trying to improve me and in my game the best I can.
Describe your presence in the huddle. You have your 10 teammates that made you the leader. What's your presence like, your demeanor?
I mean, we never really huddled, so. President of the huddle, I mean, they're going to be a confident guy, going to tell the guys what we need to do and break the huddle, and hopefully they'll have confidence in me that we're able to complete the play and I know what I'm doing.
How much do you want to get across to coaches that you are a little more
quarterback? Yeah, I mean, I think this year I showed some of that. I showed that I was able to move around in the pocket and extend plays, and I mean, they'll see it on film, you know, and I can tell them all these things, but, I mean, film doesn't lie.
You just pointed out that film doesn't lie. If somebody wants to get to know Landon Jones and what they're going to get as a quarterback, what tape should I pull and why?
I mean, I'd probably pull out one of the better games we played. It was the West Virginia game. You know, it went back and forth all game long, and eventually we came on top on the end.
How unique was that training?
I mean, it was great. You know, George is a great quarterback coach, has had a lot of success in the past about training guys and getting them ready for the draft. You know, I think for me that was a big deal about I wanted to be as prepared as I could going into this process. A lot of setup, you know, taking out extra loose things in my motion that I had that I didn't need to throw and just making my motion quicker.